Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharjee with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in first leg of his visit to Assam, participated in the Bagurumba Dihao 2026 traditional Bodo cultural program at Arjun Vogeshwar Barua Sports Complex in Guwahati. Tomorrow, PM Modi will perform Bhumi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Koliyabor in Nogaon district at around 11 a.m. He will also flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains, Kamakhya Rohtak Amrit Bharat Express and Dibrugarh Gomti Nagar Amrit Bharat Express. Prime Minister will also address a public meeting at Koliyabor before concluding his Assam visit. Chief Minister Pema Khandu unveiled the Bogum Line, the statue of Ato Bogum, descendant of Abo Tani, at the 6th Bogum Ao Foundation General Conference 2026 at Likabali, Lower Siang District. The CM urged the Gala community to actively use their mother tongues at home and in public functions, saying language is the foundation of every society and essential for preserving cultural identity and values. He also called for unity among the Galo clans, preservation of traditions and indigenous institutions, and collective efforts to curb social evils and guide youth towards the right path. Arunachal Pradesh has been ranked best performer for developing a strong startup ecosystem by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Government of India. The best performer award represents the highest recognition under the National Startup Ranking Framework. This year, only three states, Arunachal Pradesh, Gujarat and Goa, have received this honor, placing Arunachal firmly among India's leading and most promising startup ecosystems. The bodies of both Kerala tourists who died in an ice collapse incident at Sela Lake in Tawang district of Arunachal Pradesh were recovered on Saturday. The victims were B. Prakash, 26, Mahadev, 24. The tragedy occurred on Friday when a 7-member tourist group walked onto the frozen lake for sightseeing. The ice suddenly cracked, causing two members to fall into the water. Rescue operations resumed Saturday morning to recover the second body. Meanwhile, State Tourism Minister Pasang Dorji Sona has expressed grief and conveyed condolences to the families. He urged visitors to strictly follow safety advisories and warning signs around frozen high-altitude lakes to prevent such tragedies in the future. Arunachal Pradesh MP Tapit Gao, responding to a question about claims made by some political figures and groups in Bangladesh regarding dividing the Northeast, said sometimes an empty vessel makes much noise. He added that Bangladesh's economic, political and social situation is distorted, and for survival it is making claims to divide the Northeast from India. Mr. Gao stated that the Northeast now has well-connected air, rail and road networks, and no matter how much Bangladesh dreams of division, it will not be possible. Deputy Chief Minister Chonamen briefed the media on the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act at the Namsai BJP office. He said it prioritizes sustainable asset creation in areas such as water management, connectivity, agriculture support and disaster preparedness, ensuring long-term benefits for rural communities. The initiative is designed to move villages beyond subsistence to self-reliance, employment generation and economic resilience, the deputism said. Of two Assam tourists injured in a motorcycle accident at Waka in Longding district, one got severely wounded, was rescued and provided timely and effective emergency care by emergency pre-hospital care 108 team. The patient was successfully stabilized and safely handed over to MCH Dibrugarh for further treatment. The students of Government High Secondary School Mechuga Shiyomi District during their recent National Integration Tour visited INS Chennai, INS Sindhuraj, Mumbai Naval Dockyard, Baikula Zoo, Film City and the Gateway of India. The visit provided the students with a rare opportunity to witness India's naval prowess, close encounters with animals and gain insight into the world of filmmaking. Three senior archers from the Tawang District Archery Association representing Arunachal Pradesh at the ongoing Khelo India Inter-Sai National Archery Championship 2025-26 in Kolkata secured bronze medals in the senior boys team event. Additionally, the sub-junior girls team also clinched bronze, bringing immense pride to the state. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.